The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning, and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Today, we're meeting in the warmth of our homes. So one good thing is we don't have to go out in the cold to get to the fellowship building. Thanks for joining us for a solstice celebration. And for those of you who humored me and wore colorful clothing and headpieces, I appreciate that. So make sure you check it out in gallery view. During the service today, Phil has set up an altar with individual tea light candles. And if you have a reason, like celebrating the loss of a loved one over the past year, or if you need some help in achieving a goal in the next year, please contact Phil via chat and just write candle, and he will light a candle for you. And now I will turn it over to Allison Perry and Matthew Sayre, and they will do today's chalice lighting.
Winter Solstice Chalice Lighting by Ariel Hunt Broadwin.
Flaming chalice, symbol of our living tradition, we kindle you for light.
Light in this darkest season of the year, light to reveal the sources of greed and hate among us, light to guide our way forward together.
Chalice flame, we kindle you for love. Love to keep our hands and hearts warm in the wintry cold. Love to comfort us as our hearts break from the pain of the world. Love to bring us into community so we may grow stronger together. Chalice flame, we kindle you for hope.
Hope that the sun will shine again. Hope that one day soon peace will prevail. Hope that we may build the beloved community together.
For light, love, and hope, we kindle our flame this night.
Thank you. And now Preston will light the peace lamp.
And now I will light the peace lamp. You will repeat with me the second verse and with all the people of the world. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world.
And now we will all join in singing our gathering song, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. We will be singing it along with the Sydney Children's Choir. And I think most people know the words, so we don't have the lyrics up for this one.
Thank you.
So now we're going to hear a solstice tradition from a woman who is an elder. She's titled a knowledge and wisdom keeper, and she's affiliated with the George Brown College in Toronto, Canada. And she's going to tell us the First Nations version of her tribe of the story of winter solstice. So just imagine yourself sitting in a lodge, a Native American lodge, huddled around the fire and listening to her tell this story. It may seem a little long to us, but hang in there. It's interesting to see how a Native American would tell this story. And this is how they pass the traditions on over the years.
Yeah, celebrate a lot of ceremonies in here, and that's what we show the students, because the students come from all over the country, and one of the things that I notice is that there are more people coming from the east, from the west. A lot of them are coming from here, from Edmonton and the western provinces, and. Because they've heard about the stories about what we have in here, the story of George Brown, and they're attracted to the community in here, because there's so much happening within our community. So as a result of that, what we have done in here at George Brown is, like I said, we celebrate all the 13 moons, and in that little spirit moon, which is the solstice, what we do is that we gather together, and we celebrate, like the dominant culture celebrates their Christmas. We don't. So what we do is traditionally we never had Christmas. So but the solstice is a very, very, very important ceremony. It's a very, very important time for that. And in that story, the teaching is that it's the grandfather's son whom the grandfather's son is visiting all the relatives within the universe, visiting all our relatives, all the other spirits, and other beings within the solar system. So as a result of that, because Mother Earth is our mother, and she gets covered with snow. In Baboon, it's cold. It's really cold. So she gets cold the same way as we get cold, okay? So what we do is we gather, in a circle, and we have traditional foods. Four traditional foods, which are wild rice, corn, berries, and meat or fish. And what we do is we offer that food to grandfather's son. By offering that food too, there is a song that goes with that teaching. So what we do, we ask one of our women to tell grandfather's son, we are so cold. We need your warmth. We need you in here. So we sing that song, that love song to your grandfather. Say, we are hungry for that warmth. We are hungry for that, for that love that you have. Although we know he is busy, visiting our other relatives. So we tell grandfather, come home, grandfather. Come home and be with us. What we are doing is we are offering tobacco to you, and we are offering this food to you. We are offering the water to you. We are offering ourselves to you. So that's what we say. And so we give that teaching to our students, or whoever comes into our ceremony. So grandfather's son listens to us. And what happens is that, you know, he says, oh, my grandchildren are Mother the Earth. She's cold. She needs us. She needs to be kept warm. And so he comes home to us. He comes over to us. And the most beautiful thing is that he tells us beautiful stories about what is happening in the universe. And some of our people will do it through dreams, through visions, and stories, you know, from their own family. And so we have storytelling time. We gather together and said, yes, this is what grandfather has seen. And this is what the other relatives in this, you know, in the solar system and in the universe are doing. So as a result of that, you know, what do? We celebrate. And we celebrate by dancing, by having, you know, different nations come in, maybe Haudenosaunee, Ojibwe, or Cree, or Inuit. They will come in and do a dancing. By that dancing, they will imitate, you know, what is happening with grandfather, you know, what is happening with us, what is happening with our Mother the Earth. They will tell a story, a personal story, a very sacred story. So it's a very, very sacred time for all of us. So when we dance, we celebrate and honor him, honor our grandfather, we have a feast after. We eat with the spirit of, grandfather's son and all the other spirits that we asked to come in there. But also, what we do after that is, because we're so happy that our relatives, the students are here, you know, people are celebrating that, you know, that, you know, it's such a successful, time, a beautiful time. We say, here, I'll give you something. We have what we call a giveaway for all the students, for all the people who do come. And we invite everybody, anybody who wants to come and celebrate. So that's one of the celebrations that we have started here in Toronto, you know, and it's been other people have caught on that teaching. So that's one of the stories that I can tell you in regards to what we do in here.
Thank you for your patience with that. So next, we're going to have a musical meditation, but I just would like to remind people, or if you joined us late, Phil is lighting individual candles on his winter solstice altar, which right now you could see in gallery view. And if you would like a candle to be lit for a loved one or for a goal you're trying to achieve, just message Phil in the chat and say candle. And now we will have a musical meditation, and Winter Came from Enya, after which I will be talking about why do we celebrate winter solstice. So the winter solstice falls on the 21st of December in the Northern Hemisphere. This date marks the turning point of the season, the shortest day and the longest night. At this time of year, it's normal that people's attention turns to celebrating other holidays. But the ritual and history surrounding the solstice predates the arrival of Christianity, for example, by thousands of years. Many festive celebrations have been adapted from much earlier traditions. Ancient people of Northern Europe were hunter-gatherers, many of whom worshiped the sun. In Norse mythology, the sun was a wheel that changed the seasons, and it was from the word for the wheel, Hul, H-O-U-L, that the word Yule comes from. At the midwinter solstice, they would light bonfires, tell stories, and drink ale, in addition to making sacrifices to the gods for blessings on next year's crops. Winter solstice was important to them because they were economically dependent on monitoring the progress of the season. Food shortages were common during winter, so this festival was the last celebration before deep winter began. Livestock would be slaughtered so they would not have to be fed during the winter. The majority of wine and beer made during the year was finally fermented and ready for drinking. In Scotland, before the arrival of Christianity on the solstice, Celtic priests would cut mistletoe that grew on oak trees and give it as blessings. Oak trees were seen as sacred, and the winter fruit of the mistletoe was a symbol of life in the dark winter months. Druid priests maintained the tradition of the Yule log. The ancient Celtic people believed that the sun stood still for 12 days in the middle of winter, and during this time, a log was lit using the remains of the previous year's fire. It was believed that it would conquer the darkness, banish evil spirits, and bring luck for the coming year. Much of our current festive tradition actually originated with pagan solstice customs, such as decorating the Yule tree. Brightly colored decorations would be hung on a pine tree to symbolize the various stellar objects, which are of tremendous significance to the Celtic people: sun, moon, and stars, and also to represent the souls of those who had died in the previous year. The modern practice of gift giving evolved from the tradition of hanging gifts on the tree as offerings to various gods and goddesses. The ancient Romans also held a solstice festival called Saturnalia to celebrate the rebirth of the year. It was a time when the ordinary rules were turned upside down. Grudges and quarrels were forgotten while businesses, courts, and schools were closed. Wars were interrupted or postponed, and slaves were served by their masters. It was traditional to offer gifts of imitation fruit, which was a symbol of fertility, dolls, unfortunately symbolic of the custom of human sacrifice, and candles, which were reminiscent of the bonfires traditionally associated with pagan solstice celebrations. Two locations that are popularly associated with winter solstice are New Grange in Ireland and Stonehenge in England. New Grange is about 50 miles from Dublin. It is thought that New Grange was built during the Stone Age, 5,200 years ago. This was before the Celts, who date back to 500 BC. New Grange predates Stonehenge by about 1,000 years. It may be the oldest astronomically oriented structure in the world. At sunrise on winter solstice, the sun shines down the, quote, roof box of the tomb and illuminates the main chamber. Outside, surrounding it, is a large circular mound of loose stones, and encircling this again is an incomplete ring of standing stones. At Stonehenge in Wiltshire, England, on winter solstice, the sun sets between what would have been the narrow gap between the tallest trilithon, which unfortunately is no longer standing. And this year, if you'd like to see that, since because of COVID, people can't go there in person, it's all going to be live streamed. However, the one at Stonehenge will be around 3 a.m. our time. So I don't know if you want to get up that early, but you could see it if you wanted to. Whatever the exact origins of the rituals we practice this festive season, it does seem that there is new interest in traditional religions and practices. New age and spiritual seekers have rediscovered the rituals of the ancients and have attempted to celebrate in a way that connects them to the past. I would like to add that I have pagan tendencies. I love nature and have felt more spiritual in the woods or on a beach than in some of the most beautiful cathedrals I have visited. It is one thing I love about our building at Thomas Paine. We can look out the windows at nature during our visits there. It is why pre-pandemic, we had dancing and drumming at the fellowship at the times of the solstices and equinoxes. We only talked about a few cultures and how they celebrate solstice or did celebrate it, but it was celebrated in countries all over the world, including the Middle East and South America, ever since ancient times. What is common in most solstice traditions is that this time of year is about coming together and remembering the past. Celebrations have evolved and changed, but the date of the solstice remains fixed. It is a convenient reminder that despite the vast changes taking place in our world today, some things will always endure, always link back to the past. Solstice allows us to abandon negative thoughts of the previous year and embrace the new possibilities of a new year, a practice that is as universal as the rising and setting sun. I hope we can all do that today. And now to break things up a little bit, two of our youth, Deva and Vienna Kaiser, put together a short music video for us, and they used the music of Paul Simon, Why Do We Sell, or I'm sorry, A Hazy Shade of Winter. And now we'll watch the video.
Hey, no. the easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe. It's the springtime of my life. Seasons change with the scenery, weaving time in this tapestry. Won't you stop and remember me? The ground and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground.
Thank you, girls. And now we're going to join some folks at the Woodlands Classroom in Wales, and they are having a solstice celebration for the community. So let's join them and be part of that community. We can sit around the fire.
The Woodlands here at Erdig near Wrexham, and we're going to celebrate the winter solstice with the local community. At this darkest time of the year, we're going to light some fires, bring lanterns and lights into the woods and candles, have some activities, play some games and celebrate together. So we're going to set up now before it gets dark.
So I'm very excited for the solstice evening. I'm just decorating our camp. So we've got some willow love hearts. I'll wrap the lights around that to light it up. We've got some handmade dream catchers to decorate the place and make it feel like a real celebration.
This whole archway is going to be lit up with candles and fairy lights. It's going to be a great welcome to the woods.
We're getting together at solstice to celebrate. We're going to celebrate our friends, our community, by lighting a fire and spending time in the woodlands. So at this time of year, it's a good time to remind ourselves that it's a time of rest. We're so busy getting ready for Christmas that we forget that all around us, Mother Nature is telling us to stop, rest. All the trees have stopped using their energy up in the leaves, and all their energy has gone down into the earth and into their roots. So it's time for us to stop, for us to rest, reflect on the year before that has just gone, and set new seeds of intention for the year to come.
Right, chestnuts ready to go in the Dutch oven over the fire. So there's our campfire lit, lighting up the darkest time of the year. Sun's getting low now on the shortest day of the year. Not long to go.
Right, I'm all ready. It's just gone 4 o'clock and we're going to go and meet everyone. So we've got the fairy lights, we've got the candles, and we've got the lanterns to take up there. So we're all going to carry them back down here in the dark as the sun sets on solstice. And yeah, and build the fire up and have hot spiced apple. So I'm off.
thank you all. I hope you enjoyed that. It sounds like some people were reminiscing for chestnuts and things. So now it's time for our matters of the heart. So if you had a joy that made you want to jump out of bed this morning, or a sorrow that's weighing heavily on your heart, now is the time to share it. Also, if you'd like to make any comments about the solstice and what we were talking about today, I will mention one thing that is very sad that I just heard about. One of our former members, Joan Allum, passed away this past week. And she was a person who was always very cheerful and upbeat and did things for other people. To let you know, I'm sorry to share that with you.
A fire is burning, the long night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance neath the stars and toast a past year, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. We'll count all our blessings while the mother lays down, with snow as her blanket covering the ground. Thanks to the mother for the life that she brings. She'll waken to warm us again in the spring. The poor and the hungry, the sick and the lost, these are our children, no matter the cost. Come by the fire, the harvest to share, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. A fire is burning, the long night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. Dance neath the stars and toast the past year, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. The spirit of solstice is still living here.
Yes, so speaking of Roz, Monday is her 90th birthday. So I thought maybe we could all sing happy birthday to Roz today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Roz. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Till you're at least 104. As our ancestors feared death and evil and all the dark powers of winter, we fear that the darkness of war, discrimination, and selfishness may doom us and our planet to an eternal winter. May we find hope in the lights we have kindled on this sacred night, hope in one another, and in all who form the webwork of peace and justice that spans the world. In the heart of every person on this earth burns the spark of luminous goodness. In no heart is there total darkness. May we who have celebrated this winter solstice by our lives and service, by our prayers and love, call forth from one another the light and the love that is hidden in every heart. Amen. And now let's join in singing our closing song, The Holly and the Ivy. The Sydney Children's Choir will lead us in singing this traditional English carol. Watch for the lyrics on your screen.